This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks. Hey, it's Anna, coming to you live from maternity leave. I miss you all, but being home for these first few months with my new baby has been really special. So far, while I've been out, we've been sharing episodes with you that we made as a team before I had my baby in December. But starting very soon, you're going to hear some new and some familiar voices in your podcast feed.
This is Death, Sex, and Money.
And what? What is it?
Money.
Well, I would prefer not to talk publicly about any of those three things.
Some of our favorite past guests and some new folks are having death, sex, and money-filled conversations with the people they're most curious about.
I'm Lisa Ling, and I'm interviewing Awkwafina.
You know, first time I got my period, she was like, okay, I have a thing. And it was one of those pads they give to pregnant women after it had a belt.
I'm Damon Young, and I'm talking with Kiese Lehman.
My fear with sex, too, is like I just equate so much with sports and basketball. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, I was so much better at basketball when I was 19. Does that apply to sex?
I'm Jason Isbell, and I'm interviewing my best friend, Will Welch, who also happens to be the editor-in-chief of GQ magazine.
Well, in the way that you get grumpy, I get snappy.
We're like the seven dwarves of male depression.
We are.
Grumpy,
yeah.
Snappy, yeah. Shitty.
I'm John Cameron Mitchell, and I'm interviewing jazz legend Marilyn May.
And I said, I'm going to be on the Tonight Show, and I'm doing a song especially for you. And I sang right directly into that camera. I will survive and am. I am surviving.
We're bringing these conversations and a whole lot more your way. They're thoughtful, sometimes awkward, and always very personal.
Damn, it's like a therapy session.
I'm just completely uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be back in a few months. Until then, enjoy these very special Death, Sex, and Money episodes coming to you soon.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.